My name is Megan Alter, and I'm currently one of your city councilors finishing my first term. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. During the first 2 years of this term, I also served as mayor pro tem. I'm running again to continue making daily life better for residents. I want to talk a little about what this council has accomplished and also why I hope you'll continue to support me. I am proud of what we have done in these past 4 years. We provided direct payments to essential workers deemed ineligible by the federal government, and we also provided the residents of Forest View with moving expenses after the developer dropped out of the project. We jumped into supporting a wage enhancement program for childcare professionals in Iowa City, and we're committed to continuing that. We initiated fare-free buses in Iowa City and are making this program permanent, and we remain committed to using electric buses to reduce our carbon footprint. We supported the economic business hub at Dream City by providing over $3 million to renovate the location and to provide expert consultants throughout the process to set Dream City up for success. The Wright House of Fashion and MCI were also recipients of ARPA dollars to strengthen underestimated businesses and entrepreneurs in the Iowa City area. In terms of affordable housing, the city purchased rental properties in the South District, rehabbed them with climate-conscious upgrades, and then offered them for sale to the same renters currently living there. As part of this offering, Habitat for Humanity provides first-time homeownership courses, financial literacy support, and direct support in banking applications. We have added a data analyst position to assist the Iowa City Police Department to define trends and inform investigations. We have also added a dedicated sexual assault investigator. We have created a dedicated team of social worker and police officer to work with residents who need ongoing mental health and public safety responses. We are also participating in a community violence intervention program housed in the county. We participated in the 988 crisis diversion hotline to help divert 911 calls to this mental health response option. After considerable public input, we are building a new city park pool, and we have created more ADA accessible entrances to parks, increased our trails and bike paths, and we have refreshed playground equipment throughout the city. We have a robust tree planting program for residents and have planted over 1,000 trees in just this year alone. We are also investing in the city through rezoning and attracting commercial and manufacturing businesses and trades to attract growth in order to serve our community with the services and amenities that characterize Iowa City. Most recently, we have approved mixed-use retail and residential zoning on the far north side around ACT and Pearson campuses, and we took 21 South Lynn into our own hands to develop a vital piece of downtown real estate. I was a vocal champion to ensure that luxury student housing would not be allowed there. My platform, moving forward, escalates strategic and distributed affordable housing throughout the city, as well as more supportive housing for our most vulnerable residents. I remain the only candidate who has elevated local childcare solutions as part of her platform. We need to look to what's next on this front, in addition to wage enhancements. I remain supportive of economic and network support for BIPOC small business owners and entrepreneurs. The south and the east sides of Iowa City must remain a priority for healthy neighborhoods and right-sized economic growth. We must rejuvenate the Iowa City marketplace area. We also must continue to support public safety by increasing mental health responsiveness while also ensuring the ICPD is not understaffed. The specialty positions we have hired in the past 4 years are a testament to working smartly in that way. To close, I want to provide you with my approach and perspectives on being a counselor. First, having experience in this crucial environment, is crucial. Voters often crave change, and right now the imperative to do something is real and present. We are living in scary times, and what we do as local officials matters a great deal to your lives. I'm committed to create sustainable improvements and protections while also considering broader implications. I am known as the counselor who considers the bigger picture as well as the feasibility and sustainability of a particular project. Listen, the work council does isn't always sexy or headline-grabbing, nor should it be. As officials, we need to work hard to make sure that you don't have to, and that you can continue to enjoy living here. I will leverage my experience to push forward to improve your daily lives. I hope you will vote for me on November 4th. My name is Megan Alter. Thank you.